Aaron Boone, who just a couple of days ago, I was looking up the odds to be manager of the year because I thought it should be higher than it was because of all the injuries, the fact that the team has still played well. But I guess nobody cares about that or pays attention to that. Of course, takes out Cam Schlittler. And whether you agree or disagree with the move, the fact that he gets pounded in the way that he does because the bullpen does not get the job done and they end up losing an extra innings, by the way, because of a dumbass Ally Sanchez throw, which was just, I mean, it was
stupid.
That would have been on the This Week in Baseball bloopers back in 1986, right? But, and then he just, Boone's an idiot, fire Boone. I mean, I got into the car, the first thing that Gordon Damer says, we'll get back to all the calls hammering Aaron Boone, but I wanted to tell this story. I'm like, why can nobody give him credit for what the team is doing? Not a single peep. We've talked about the Yankees. You've played every Yankee highlight. We've taken Yankee calls. I listen to the radio station. Nobody calls up to give him credit, but today you're going to hear it. Oh, this guy, he's the worst. They're never going to win a World Series with Aaron Boone. He's doing this whole thing again. And then the other problem that I have is nobody is ever consistent about this stuff because then they'll also say it's the damn analytics that are ruining the game. But then they'll blame Aaron Boone solely for taking out Cam Schlittler early.
Yeah.
So what is it? Well, is it the analytics upstairs or is it Aaron Boone?
So there's a couple things. Number one, there is one guy that's consistent. That's Chris McMonagle, who does. C-Mac loves himself some Aaron Boone.
But he's on an island, man.
Yeah.
He's on Cuckmac Island. He's the only one. And he's been doing it forever.
I'm just trying to find one consistent guy.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I couldn't agree with you more. We blame the managers for everything. You've got analytics playing a part in this crap. And I will always and I will continue to say the players are the ones at fault. The manager can only do so much. And now a Yankee fan is going to say, all right, well, how long are we supposed to sit here and stare at Aaron Boone? I don't know. How about, again, I love the guy, but if Aaron Judge, aside from last year when he did hit well in the postseason, might have had a couple of good postseasons, maybe the Yankees would have won a World Series along the way. There's not a whole lot you can do when your star player doesn't perform in October. So here's what I know. They win 90 to 100 games every single year. Every single year they're in the postseason, and if everything came together, they should win and have an opportunity to win every year. And I think you can pick apart things that Buck Showalter did when he was a manager with the Yankees or the Diamondbacks or the Mets or whatever. You can pick things apart from Tommy Lasorda back in the day. We watch it every day. They haven't won a World Series in 17 years. People are going to, not me, but people are going to get on them.
For the people that criticize baseball and managers and whatever that they don't like about their team, you know, it just always goes back to the analytics conversation. And I know that this is a losing battle. I know this is a losing battle. But I would just like those who are always complaining about their team to be at least consistent in their argument. Because you can't call up and complain about how the general manager is meddling and there's a bunch of nerds with binders that are telling Aaron Boone what to do. And then when Aaron Boone goes out there and makes a decision, then all of a sudden it's Aaron Boone's fault. So make a decision. Either that Aaron Boone has power and he's someone that is in control of these situations, or he's not, and you blame all the statistical stuff that he has at his disposal to make these decisions, or it's somewhere in the middle, but you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about the numbers and the analytics geeks from Harvard ruining the game and then also take a sledgehammer to Aaron Boone every time he makes a decision that doesn't work out.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I mean, it's going to happen. There's so many goddamn baseball games, so many innings, so many situations. Like, not every time the guy's going to make a pitching change, it's going to work.
Nope.
But the fact that they have played so incredibly well with lineups that we have laughed at because of the names that are comprising these lineups that he has to fill out. But you'll never get, wow, man, you know, the organization, there's some depth there. There's some guys that stepped in and ready to play. I mean, Aaron Boone somehow was able to convince these guys. I mean, Bellinger goes down. And they still won a bunch of games after that. I mean, I
should have won last night.
Right.
If not for a really dumb play at the wrong moment. You want to tell me Ali Sanchez makes that throw with nobody out and the guy on third? You know, I can accept that a little bit more because you kind of figure, a guy on third less than with nobody out, they're going to score. I understand that. Two outs. They got to win that game, and they should win that game. So, to me, last night's not the night. I'm sure a Yankee fan that hates Aaron Boone will have a different take on what he did or didn't do last night. Fact of the matter is this team scored a bunch of runs early. They had opportunities to tack on along the way, and they didn't. Ben Rice, who has been fabulous this year, struck out, and I don't want to say a big spot, but with an opportunity to drive in a run and extend the lead. They had chances throughout the course of the night when they took that early lead. They didn't do it. Not Aaron Boone's fault. Not last night. Last night, and if you want to blame him for taking Schlittler out early, I hate the 100-pitch thing, but I would say, too, he walks a batter, hits a batter. You know what? He pitched great. He left with a 3-run lead. The bullpen's got it. And even Susan, who, now I was sleeping at this point, but I watched the last few innings on replay this morning. You know, when Blackburn goes in, she's talking about how great he was the other night. Mm-hmm. All right, well, it didn't work out last night.
Right.
You know? You throw your hands in the air. What are you going to do? You're not going to win every game.
Yeah, and I do think that we sometimes, like, I'll give you one example of where a guy pitched too much and then it hurt him in the biggest moments. And that was Sean Manaea. Back in 2024, he had thrown more innings than he ever threw. He was unbelievable. He was one of the best pitchers in the National League that year, and he just slowly, towards the end of the season and into the postseason, was not the same guy. And you threw him out there, right? Didn't he start game 6 in L.A. in the NLCS?
I'm pretty sure
he did, and it was like, hey, you got your best pitcher on the mound, and he just didn't have it, right? Just did not have it. So, and these guys, most especially a young guy like Cam Schlittler, his entire career has been being protected. And if your offense is going to be what their offense is, and we don't know if these guys are coming back, you need to make sure, well, A, you make the playoffs, which I think that they will, but B, that these guys need to be healthy.
Sure.
And they need to be pitching at a high level because that's the only shot that you have to win a World Series. So it's sort of the same conversation with the NBA players in maintenance days where it did work with Kawhi Leonard in Toronto. It did work that time. Now, there's other times you could say, well, he could have been great even without the maintenance days. I don't know. But there are examples of where, okay, this is a Wednesday night at the end of July. I like our bullpen. It's been overperforming from what we expected it to be, and I still think they'll add or at least heavily consider adding if there's the right deal at the deadline. We're going to make sure that he comes out here and we're going to think about Cam Schlittler in the postseason being at the top level as opposed to going an extra 20 pitches, an extra inning and a half on a Wednesday night against the Chicago White Sox.
Right. This might have been and I don't want to say lose this battle because when he took them out, they weren't losing and they still should have won the game. But to your point, maybe you lost this little battle to win the war. How about you give Aaron Boone some credit for the bottom of the 10th inning? Tim Hill throws the wild pitch. You've got a guy on third, nobody out. What do? We go 5 infielders, and you get the 2 ground balls. It worked beautifully. And I'm not, it's funny, like, I don't love the 5 infielders just from the, I guess you want to say, all right, well, Tim Hill's a ground ball pitcher. I get that. But, like, I don't love that move just from the standpoint of you've got so much room in the outfield. You could get beat by a little flare as opposed to just pulling the outfielders in. But it worked out. Does he not get credit for that? Does he not get credit for pinch hitting Anthony Volpe, who drives in the go-ahead run? Like, you know, like you said, you can't have it both ways, yet you're always going to have the Boone haters here and the Boone supporters here, however many of them there might be. And until they win a World Series, he will never win.
Yeah, it's one of these things. I'm just so tired of it because it's just an empty argument at this point. I just think people get into this mode, whether it's politics or baseball or football or anything, where they just go back to the same arguments over and over and over, even though if they actually thought, you know, maybe a little more critically, they'd come up with a different take. It's just like, Boone sucks. What an idiot. Doesn't know when to take his pitcher out. Oh, the analytics. Oh, this or that. And it's just, I just can't take it anymore.
I get it.